This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Just gone 6 o'clock on your Monday morning, the 19th of April, 14 degrees and a forecast top of 21 for Melbourne. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning.
Oh, she's back from having a day off on Friday.
I'm back. What happened on Friday? Because we need to address the fact you're wearing the same thing again and you wrote me into the same theme as Friday's show, which I was not here for.
Well, here's the laydown. Each day for Radiothon 2021, you and I have a financial target we have to achieve within the hour of 6 to 7 a.m.
We set this target. We did it to ourselves.
We started off nice and easy, $50, and then it went to 100, and then it went to 150 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't hit our target. I think it was because the Fabulous Murphys had their hours of power with our beautiful patrons.
Yep.
And people were holding on to double their cash. So we didn't meet our target, which meant we had to do pajama theme again today. So I'm in the same stinky crap that I had on Friday.
You didn't cheat? You didn't give it a wash?
On my singlet, I did, yeah.
I knew you were.
How bright and white is this singlet? Yeah, I am a clean freak.
We had some comments on Instagram. What happened to your slippers? Because you went barefoot on Bourke Street.
So, and thank you for pointing that out and enlarging the picture and putting it at Annie and Ando on Instagram.
Saying we'll send you more foot pics if you give us more
money.
Some
people are really into feet.
We know that. We've had a few shows on the
funny
foot
side
thing.
Story. I'm thinking of you this morning when I'm in the shower, Nikki Nakey. And when I got out, I cut my toenails because I thought you and your foot photos. I don't want to.
In case you got another one.
In case I got another one. Because I tend to sleep, you know, just in my jocks. And I thought I'll put some jammy pants on and a singlet. But I thought at least no shoes is authentic.
I like that I've had that effect on people. What? More men need to trim their toenails because I've seen them out and about, especially summer. Thank God that's over.
Really?
I've seen some horrendous toenails.
If you've got really hard, here's a tip for you. If you've got really hard toenails and like you
soak
need
them?
Well, instead of soaking them, an alternative is wear cheap polyester socks and cheap
Sweat
shoes.
Them out. Get out.
At
That's
the end of the day,
sick.
Take your polyester socks off. You've got soggy feet and soggy nails. They'll cut really easily.
That's absolutely filthy. Welcome to the show. If you're new, it's Radiothon. Give us your money so we can make quality radio. We've got some amazing prizes to give away, and I'll tell you all about them after this.
Radiothon 2021, Annie Louie. What are we giving away in this hour?
We are on day 6 now, and this hour we have, from anyone who joins up as a member, you get to have you get the chance to win 3 sessions with Let's Create, which is a company.
Is that Marina Pitisano's?
Yes, new career or career change. You can kick it all off with 3 coaching sessions to revamp your resume.
That's a really good service. Like, if you think about it, sometimes when you're writing your resume and you're thinking, is it right for this job or that job? And you ask your loved one or a friend and they go, there's an extra full stop at the top and maybe you could do an Arial font.
I'm that person who always gets asked to read the resumes.
Are you?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, you would be.
Well, I worked in HR. So people go, you've seen a billion.
Yep.
And then...
What's the most common mistake?
The most common mistake? That their resumes don't line up with their LinkedIn profiles.
Oh, did you check that?
Yeah, check that.
People would double check it.
Or the values that they're trying to convey in their resume. In other words, I'm a good, honest, beautiful person.
Yeah.
Don't match up with their social media, where you look at it and you just go, oh my God, what's that white hood you've got on your head? but lots of errors and it just turns me off.
Yeah.
Particularly when they go, one of my key features is attention to detail.
Yes, that one. So common. They 100% never say it's cursed. You say you've got attention to detail, there will be a typo in the very same sentence.
So that prize for members already of Joy, or if you sign up today, is with Marina Pitisano, 3 career coaching sessions to get your resume schmoo.
And then to go with this very career-themed, you can win... a professional coaching photo session with Simon James if you donate $250. So that's still going.
Now, that's not a draw.
That's not a draw. Guaranteed.
Like Jonathan did last week, the first person to donate $250 today, and you can do it in this hour, you can do it in this minute, gets the Simon James
photography. We really worship Jonathan, this guy who signed up, was the first to sign up for the day in our show. We're like, he's a legend.
I'm sure he's already got his photo. He's already picking his outfits out for his photo shoot with Simon
James. Absolutely.
Now, just in this hour, though, we do have a very special up early prize, and that is a double pass to Cinema Nova to see Supernova. Cinema Nova and Super. I want to see this movie, and I think I'm going to cry my guts out.
Do you know
out.
Who's in it?
I don't know who's in it, but I know the general gist.
Okay.
Same-sex attracted male couple, later stages of life, or mature, let's say that, and early onset dementia kicks in, and they're doing like a caravanning road trip. I am going to howl my guts up.
Jeez.
I'm due for a good cry.
Yeah, would you go by yourself?
Nah.
Always bring a print.
Someone needs to hold my shit together.
Yeah.
I'm due. You know, do you ever say that? Like, I'm due for a good cry?
Yeah. Yeah. You can feel it building sometimes if you haven't had one.
I had two tears last night. I sat at the table, shook my head, and had two. I submitted my final essay. I submitted three essays in the last week.
You shed one tear per eyeball.
And I think I'd been holding on to it. And it just was like the sense of relief, but also panic going, they're pieces of caca.
But you could only allow yourself a little tiny cry.
I was too tired to actually have
a
sob.
It won't come out.
Which makes me think, winning the prize at Cinema Nova, a double pass for Supernova, might actually do the trick for me.
But and also give us your donations so that Ando can finally change his clothes, because we really don't want to do Pajama Day again.
No.
Tomorrow,
so we need to hit $150.
Yeah,
and
in total.
What's the next theme? What do we kick into?
Ski wear. You announced
that
on Friday.
That's right.
I'm not quite sure if I have any. I've never been to the snow properly to ski.
You can make it up.
Yeah, I don't even have any of those weatherproof pants.
Jump on one of those adult sites and just type in skiing or ski bunny and see what comes up.
What does come up?
I don't know. We'll try that during the next track. And if we hit the ski wear theme, then it's dialing up, Annie Louie. You've thrown on our socials a picture of some beautiful looking men in harnesses.
Yeah, yeah. So, not much, really.
Not much,
just
really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think fetish wear is coming up at the end of the week, so you've got to help us to get if you want to see Annie and I in fetish wear.
I need to ask Robbie, who's here today, if he can lend us some stuff.
Is Robbie into fetish?
No, he's got some harnesses, doesn't he? When he was doing...
He'd look beautiful in a harness.
Yeah, I think I've seen him in some pics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll get some advice.
1-300-569-949. You can personally ask Robbie about his harness, but also you can donate or you can visit joy.org.au and share your love with us, because become a member, donate, or review. You're up early.
It's Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
14 minutes past 6, 14 degrees and a forecast top of 21 for Melbourne. It is Radiothon 2021, Annie Louie. And
We have a membership that came through right before we jumped on
Overnight
air. Overnight loving at 5:32 a.m. It is Jed from Cranbourne
Morning,
North.
Morning, Jed.
Becoming a member and going into the draw to win. What do they get?
Goes into the draw to the daily prize, which is a sea change. Let's Create is offering you to get your new career and career change to a roaring start. Marina Pitisano has offered three coaching sessions to revamp your resume. That's the daily prize. So you go into that draw, Jed. You also go into the special prize. No, you don't go into the special prize draw.
There was no donation
No
there.
$250, but every little bit helps.
Jed said, love Joy smiley face.
Oh, love Joy smiley face.
Yeah, love you, Jed.
Love you more. Cranbourne where? Cranbourne South.
Cranbourne North.
Do you say Cranbourne or Cranbourne?
Cranbourne.
I say Cranny.
Because it's the same spelling as Melbourne, but...
Melbourne.
It's not... Yeah, Cranbourne. It's Cranbourne.
Cranbourne.
Yeah, the English language is weird, isn't it?
I know, like Truganina.
Truganina.
That's always a tricky one when you're doing traffic on the radio, because there's often incidents in Truganina.
Yeah.
Truganina.
Even Cran, if you went from here.
Pran.
Prahan.
When my Kiwi friends moved over here years ago, I used to have great delight in listening to them pronounce some of Australia's, or particularly Victoria's. They'd go, we're off to Warrnambool. And I go, where's Warrnambool? And they go, Warrnambool. And I'm like, oh, you mean Warrnambool?
Yes, Warrnambool.
And then...
Even apparently, are we pronouncing reservoir wrong? Or people were?
Reservoir. Yeah. It's not said... It's certainly not got the French influence pronounced in it. Reservoir.
Oh, reservoir.
Because it's spelled like au revoir.
Oh, yeah.
But you
Editor
say,
Reservoir.
Reservoir.
Now you got your reservation for Reservoir.
It's a happening place there. They've got a beautiful lake out up north in Reservoir.
That's why it's called
Edwards
Reservoir,
Park.
Right? It must have a body of water somewhere.
Crikey.
Do you need the mind blown sound effect for that?
Are you for real? Is that why? Is it because of Edwards Park Lake that Reservoir is called
Maybe.
Reservoir?
That's my theory. I'll put it out there. I'll put some money behind it.
You are
Challenge me.
You are the woman that worked out why the search engine Bing is called Bing also.
That wasn't my theory. Yeah, it was just a joke. And you thought that's pretty smart.
I thought it was right.
Somebody's phone must have gone off at one of those high-tech Silicon Valley meetings.
We are chasing a target of $150, combination of donations or membership sign-ups or renewals this morning. If we hit that target, Annie and I get to get out of our pajamas, which I've been in since Friday.
Yep.
And we have a new dress-up Annie and Ando challenge for tomorrow morning.
I've just done the maths, and that's 2 full memberships, and they'll get us across the line.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
So we got one, I think, on Friday. Oh, no, we didn't, actually. No, because everyone was waiting for the hours of power for the Murphys.
Pinching pennies.
Oh, Annie Louie.
Do you know a penny in your life?
Got to pick a pocket or two. I don't know why that came into my mind.
Neither do I.
We are also giving away a special prize if you donate $250 in a lump sum. But if you're the first person, you get it. It's not a prize draw. And what you get is a session with Simon James Photography for a corporate portrait. Corporate portrait could also go on your Instagram, your Facebook. I wonder if you... Imagine this. Simon James, bring, bring. Hello, Simon James Photography. This is Ando.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if I could... maybe get an adult photo shoot instead of the corporate one, Simon. Can you imagine? Or Simon doesn't know. He turns up with his Minolta or
It does say perfect professional photo for your website, and there are some interesting careers out there.
Yes.
Where you might be required to do a raunchy photo. So I would say if you can claim tax for your profession, surely you can get
a class as professional. Mm-hmm. So if you're an adult entertainer or work in the sex industry.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
Thanks, Simon.
Like, I would use that for a headshot. So.
Headshot.
Not that kind of headshot.
Headshot. Now, Annie, I love watching people learn as much as I love learning myself. And during that last track, we were having a conversation with beautiful Robbie, who's manning the phones out there on 1300-569-949, ready to take your donations or sign-ups. What did you learn about a gay act?
Well, we were going through fetish wear because I remember seeing that Robbie had a harness or maybe he was at Joy and doing a dress up or something. And then he said, yes, I've got one. And why is that? And we were talking about you wanted some leather for like our potential fetish dress up.
Yeah.
And then somehow, I think it was someone.
We shifted
at the
to cheaper alternatives.
The cheaper alternatives because the program manager suggested, oh, why is it always leather? So boring. Why can't we explore other types of fetishes? And she's right. And then I went to thinking we could line the whole studio with garbage bags and maybe have some play, you know? That would be cheap. Wouldn't cost me anything. Wouldn't need to do any research.
Like bodily fluid play. Like pee play. Yeah, okay. Yep. And then I said,
I don't know if this next bit's right for air, which is what I'm trying to steer us out of.
I know. I can feel your anxiety from over here.
Yeah.
Can we? I think we can say it in this hour.
You can say it, but you wouldn't define it, probably.
Oh, no, I can't.
People have to go look themselves.
So I said to Annie, Robbie and I were talking about what fetishes you just, you know, horses for courses and what floats some boats, sinks others. And I said, I'm not into... I can't remember what
did
I
said. Did you say sounding? Is that what it's called?
And Robbie said, what about sounding?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you're going to have to explain that to Annie because I could see your face. And so I've Googled some images for you to explain what it is. It's different.
It's different. It's something. It's something unusual. I shouldn't have seen at 6:20 in the morning. So thanks for educating me, as always.
Oh, it's Radiothon 2021, and that means Joy's biggest fundraiser, and we need you to dig deep and support us and keep us on the airwaves.
Yeah, and there's daily prizes, plus our special prize for this hour is Supernova at Cinema Nova, which is a movie that's coming out soon. You get a double pass... and the chance to win that if you become a member or make a donation during this show.
Oh, too easy. So Robbie is on the phones, 1300-569-949. He will talk about anything. I encourage you, actually, to ask him really interesting questions.
Not often someone on air gets to man the phones as well.
I know,
so
celebrity.
You get to hear the dulcet tones of Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
From Robbie and M.
Good morning,
shows.
Joy. This is Robbie. How may I help you? Is that how you reckon he answers the phone?
We'll have to find out. I don't know. I'll have to make a call and a donation.
I've got a secret for you.
Yeah.
After this show, I'm going to jump on the phones between 7
Are
and 9
you?
This morning. And
yeah.
Do you know my biggest hate about people who answer the phones?
What?
We've talked about
it before. Oh, yes. Speaking. Hi, Ando speaking. People You're already speaking.
correct. It's a redundancy. People that say the word speaking at the end of their welcome, you know, thanks for calling Joy. Ando speaking. You just heard Ando's voice. You don't need to say the word speaking.
You can't just go, hello, Ando.
No, you could go, thanks for calling Joy. This is Ando.
This is Ando. All right.
Thanks for calling Joy. Give me your money. You know, so you don't. I don't tell you I'm breathing, but I am. I don't tell you I'm sitting, but I am.
You're very passionate about this topic.
I wind myself up about it, don't I? So all of you today, if you say the word "speaking" at the end of answering your phone, your challenge is to get rid of it. It's a redundancy.
We should make it a monetary challenge, though. How do we do that?
Money in the jar.
Yeah.
Every time you say the word "speaking" on the phone.
Yeah, if somebody says that, they should make a donation.
I reckon can you imagine me sitting next to our CEO, Ange Barry, and the team on the phones this morning, and I hear one of them say "speaking," the face I'm going to pull. I'm going to like poltergeist around and tell them off.
Yeah, do that. You know, I'm actually a bit worried about this pajama thing.
Why? We're going to be stuck in it all
week. We've got another half hour to go, and I'm starting to consider, should I renew my membership today or hold
on? To get us over the line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because if you did it and I did it, then we'd get it. But surely there's somebody out there who has not renewed yet or become a member.
Oh.
I don't want to throw that wild card out too soon, you know, because we've got more shows to go and I can't be buying more memberships. But I can be making more donations.
You could make donations, Annie Louie. So open your little purse over there, dig in deep and hand.
We know, though, people are listening. I mean, Monday might be a slow day for people, but yeah.
Big weekends.
Yeah. They've shown it before and they can do it again on a Monday.
You know, we are known on Up Early for being supporters and profilers of up-and-coming and really clever, talented comedians. And I've heard a rumour also that the Melbourne International Comedy Festival wrapped last night.
It did. Oh, look, I sacrificed. I didn't go to the after party.
Was there an after party?
Yes.
The last time
there was a comedy festival, I partied till 5 a.m.
You?
And then I went and ate a dirty restaurant.
Souvlaki?
Yeah. At one of those 24/7 restaurants. But I was driving in today and I saw people, like some lady had a leopard print coat on and was holding a rose and wearing nicely dressed like heels. And
she have carrot in her hair?
No, she was still looking good. I'm like, maybe she partied at the comedy festival after party. And I felt a little jealous, you know?
I don't know that I would want to be out till 5 a.m. with Annie Louie.
It's not frequent. It's like a once in a blue moon thing. But boy, was it fun. So I'm just saying, I sacrificed some stuff. Give us your money.
You would have been tidy, wouldn't you?
Tidy.
Tidy at 5 a.m.
Yeah, still
yeah,
good.
Still tight. Yeah, I wouldn't
still
have
fresh.
Been. I wouldn't have been. And that's why I don't want to party with you at 5 a.m.
Oh, I see. You'd be in the gutter. You'd be tainting my halo.
I'm not doing a Carl Stefanovic out the front of Revolver. Yeah. Help, the gutter's trying to kiss me.
Monday to Friday, Up Early with Annie and Ando on Joy.
Hey, we have a membership in...
Oh, get out of town.
It's Jody from Reservoir.
Good morning, Jody. That is mind-blowing. We were just talking about Reservoir, and how the French influence hasn't come through.
Out of all the suburbs for us to get a membership from, it's the exact one we were just talking about. So thank you so much, Jody. That's one membership down. If we can get one more, we get to change the theme for our costume dress-up challenge.
So it was a full membership...
Annie and Ando. Yeah, what's the value of that?
$84, I think.
Yeah.
At the top of my head.
So my maths is correct.
So we need $66. Clickety click 66 to hit our target.
We should do bingo together. Imagine us as bingo callers.
I love bingo.
Do you?
Oh my.
You the fire in your eyes. I love bingo.
My nan, rest in peace, used to take, well, she would babysit or we would live with Nan for school holidays. And Nan didn't really change her schedule that much to accommodate two snot-nosed kids. So we would be thrown in the car
hall.
And sometimes it was a Friday night and a Saturday night. And it was so serious. These old ladies just getting in there. And I would take Nan's old, because kids aren't allowed to play, it's gambling. I would take Nan's used pages and then play them in the next game.
Oh, nice.
And then as an adult... went to bingo. Took Mr. Ando, actually, and a couple of friends once, and we grabbed some tonic water bottles and tipped some out and put some special clear liquid in, and we sat there. It's a very competitive game.
We should game. Go to bingo together.
On its
fun.
Own, number 3, top of the house, 90, 4 and 5, 45, well, 3
okay.
and 2,
I've
32.
Never discovered this
Kelly's
side
eye,
of you.
Number 1, 2 little ducks, 22.
We've triggered something. Ando's gone.
I know all the little...
Legs,
11.
Bingo Ando.
I think some of the sayings have been dropped because because they weren't politically correct, or they're not PC.
The only ones that I've been to are the ones, the bingo hosted by drag queens. So, like, I can only think of dirty.
Dirty ones. Oh, no, the old ladies don't do that. Some have sayings and some are just the two numbers. Yeah. 6 and 5, 65. Almost there, 89, because that's nearly 90, which is top
Make
of the
Make it stop.
House.
Somebody give us another
Make
membership.
Make it stop, so number 3. When I was 7 or 8, sitting there in these massive bingo halls full of predominantly old ladies, stinky old ladies,
yeah.
And my nan, she smelt pretty with her oil of Olay. I looked at that person behind the mic and said, I want to be a bingo
caller.
No
way.
I did.
You wanted to be a race caller as well for the horses or the greyhounds?
It's all gambling, right? It's all,
yeah.
Well, and a baccarat dealer as well.
What's that?
It's a game at the casino.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. Yeah, but you made it. You're on air now. It's kind of the same. We let you have your time.
Can I bring it back to the fabulous Jody from Reservoir who signed up as a member in this hour? Jody, you go into the draw to win a double ticket to Cinema Nova to see Supernova. You also go into the daily prize draw to win a 3 career coaching sessions to restart your career and redo your resume.
From Let's Create with a Z.
Let's create. While we're on the topic of Jody and Reservoir, during that last track, I thought I'd find out why Reservoir. You know how I asked before why Reservoir's called Reservoir?
Yeah. Was my theory right? Is it near the body of water?
I love it when you demonstrate just how clever you are. Where are we?
I feel quite smug now. I'm going to float out of here today.
I hate it when she gets smug. there was like Preston Reservoir at the time and something. Three bodies of
and
water.
And you said geography wasn't your strong suit and you have no intention to learn.
No, but finding things on the internet is my strong suit anyway.
We've already found too much on the internet today and I can't unsee. So let's avoid the internet for the rest of the show unless you're signing up for a membership or making a donation so that we can hit our target of $150 for the Dress Up Annie and Nando Challenge because we want to try ski wear.
That's right. Robbie's manning the phones 1-300-569-949 or head to joy.org.au. Subscribe, donate or become a member.
Annie and Ando, serving you laughs every weekday morning on Joy.
It's Radiothon 2021, and that means we are raising funds to keep Joy on the airwaves and fabulous volunteers in all their positions to keep you company out there in the world.
Wow, that was a nice impromptu speech.
Say it with meaning.
Say it with meaning. I thought you said say it with me. I'm like, I don't have the words for that to be that sincere this early in the morning. But I did do the maths and we needed $68 so that we could change our clothes for tomorrow.
Yeah.
To reach our target of $150. And we have a donation in.
Get out of here.
It's close to home. It's from Mr. Ando.
Oh, hello, darling.
Who has generously donated $69.
Why not 68? You think he's being a little bit cheeky. Grubby.
Yeah.
Dream on, darling.
And also added a message saying, I want my PJs back. And you're wearing some nice flannelette pyjama pants with a white singlet top.
Singlet's mine.
Already on our Instagram because you wore the same thing on Friday.
Yep.
And these are not anybody's PJs is what you were saying.
Well, they're not mine. I don't have, other than Qantas pyjamas that you get when you fly. Oh. other than them, and I didn't, they're really thin, the Qantas.
They are.
These ones I've got on are
they're
Mr.
Mass
Ando's.
Produced.
They are mass produced. And I've got a flight attendant friend that told me this story that when gentlemen wake up from a deep sleep on a long haul flight in those flimsy pyjamas, they deliberately linger to have a little gawk.
No.
True story. And that's all I could say, but something happens to men when they wake up, Annie.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, that's why Mr. Anna wants his PJs back. He needs to
be
covered up again. These are his pants. All right.
That's tonight's dinner money. I don't think we're going to get dinner tonight.
Oh, that, how many roast chooks is that?
Well, actually, I feel like a roast chook. Dale, can we have a roast chook for dinner from the supermarket? Just grab that, some tomato, red onions, some bread.
This is not a walkie-talkie telephone system, okay? We've got to make radio here. Serious work.
If you want to be as cool as Jody or Mr. Ando, head to joy.org.au to go into the draw. You've still got 11 minutes to win our prize, which is a double pass to Cinema Nova to see Supernova or to go into the daily prize, which is 3 career coaching sessions with Let's Create, which is Marina Pitisano's career coaching service to
smooze up your CV, everybody.
We also have an amazing prize, which is not a prize draw. The first person today to donate $250 receives, so wins instantly. You just got to be number one, a Simon James Photography Corporate Portrait Session. And that will make your LinkedIn, your Facebook, whatever corporate profile, or your website, Annie.
Yeah, Louis. Website.
AnnieLouie.com, isn't
right.
it?
That's right.
Not the real AnnieLouie.com?
No, no, no. Yeah, I'm going to do a website revamp, actually. This could be a very good prize for that.
Can I get you to do mine?
Do yours. Website. You haven't got one, do you?
No, I need one, though.
Yeah, well, Wix is very good. I shouldn't be advertising that, but...
Robbie is on the phones waiting for your call. 1-300-569-949. If you're driving, that's the easiest way. Just say, hey, Siri, call 1-300-569-949 and give money.
Mm. I spent more money last night than I had last year. Coming from the outside, how we end up in here. Now we're in the spotlight and it's all chandeliers. 1 minute you're hot, then you're not, and it all disappears. Ooh. There's another friend I'll never follow. Ooh. Coming over when they see the bottles. Ooh. There's another bit of pill to swallow. But what happens when it all falls down? Yeah.
Brighter with Annie and Ando, 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Oh, today's Radiothon every day this week. It concludes on Friday, so you still have a few more mornings, but you have 7 minutes with us to jump on joy.org.au.
I'm pretty much ready to announce who's won the Supernova ticket. So if you want to be in competition with Jodie,
is Jodie the front runner?
Yeah,
you
want to.
If you donate
message,
in the next 30 seconds, is that quick enough to actually
donate? I don't
think
it is. No. All right, let's call it.
Let's call it Jodie. Woo! Jodie from Reza.
Reservoir. You are the winner of a double pass to the acclaimed movie Supernova in Carlton. Thanks to Joy's sponsor, Cinema Nova. And thank you so much for Mr. Ando's donation, because that means we are going to up the
target.
Goal. Yeah, the target again tomorrow. Let's do 169. He gave us $69. I'm going to add $100 to that.
So tomorrow's target, 169. Mm. And if we get that, we can get out of it, because tomorrow we're wearing ski wear.
Ski wear. I've not been to the snow, but I do have a puffer jacket, and I'm thinking about buying a balaclava from one of those camping stores.
Okay. This will be interesting. You're going to get very hot in this studio.
Oh, man, yeah.
Make sure you stick around for the Murphys. A big thanks to Robbie on the phones this morning, 1-300-569-949, for you to donate, to subscribe, or become a member. We are back with you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.